It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock and a very good morning. My name is Jim Thorne and today is Friday. And you know what that means. That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Marta Sloboska is truly an incredible musician. She's a former concertmaster with the Mississippi Symphony, highly acclaimed as a solo violinist, a recitalist, chamber musician, and a teacher. She's received numerous awards and has performed at a lot of festivals and several other symphonies. She's appeared at Carnegie Hall and at the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts and one event under the baton of Leonard Bernstein. It's really a joy and a pleasure to have back in the studio again Marta Sloboska. Good morning, Marta.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming in. It's been a while since we had you on. We were talking before the show, and you're a very busy young lady.
I try to stay busy.
Well, we're going to cover some of the things that you've been involved in and that you've got going up. But one of the things I want to let our listeners know about is to check out Marta's website. She's got some incredible music there, videos, and also some CDs that are available. Tell us about the website, Marta.
Yes, my website is www.martasloboska.com. And that is always morphing into different things as we're getting technologically more and more good at everything. So there are CDs there on sale, as well as information about my concerts that are upcoming. I also have a YouTube channel that I kind of stay more on top of that than my website, but either one is good. My YouTube channel is called Musical Moments with Marta, so you just put that in on YouTube, because there are two other channels that I'm actually in the process of removing that have very few subscribers. So this is the one, Musical Moments with Marta, is the one that you want to go to. I have over 100 CDs there.
Yeah, 100 videos. Yeah,
videos.
Yeah, and they're incredible. I was watching some of those the other day. Remarkable, Marta. I guess a lot of people notice that you don't have a Mississippi Southern accent.
You're I don't? What do you mean?
It's getting there, though, right?
It's getting there after 17, 18 years, yes. But I'm originally from Poland, Warsaw, Poland, where I grew up and came to this country when I was 17 years old.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here in Mississippi.
Thank you. I am too.
You've got your violin prepared, and you want to play a piece for us.
Yes. I wanted to inspire you with a piece by Vivaldi called Summer from the Four Seasons, which I think many of you know the name, but you may not know this particular concerto, The Summer. The music was actually based on poems that Vivaldi wrote himself, and I just want to very briefly read the portion that I'm going to be describing with my music. The poem goes like this. The young turtle dove and goldfinch sing. Zephyr, which is the west wind, or actually I've heard this is south wind. I don't know. It's one of those warm winds. Blows gently, but suddenly. Boreas, which is the north wind, offers opposition to his neighbor. And the shepherd weeps because he fears a severe storm in the offing and his destiny. Isn't that kind of interesting what's happening here right now? We have these storms coming. So the music really, I hope you can hear the music describing all these things, especially the weeping shepherd. It's a very expressive little section.
All right. Enjoy it. Marta Sloboska. Thank you. is outstanding. Marta Slavovska, and doing a piece live here in the studio on the Blues and Arts Hour. And, you know, I remember last time you were here, Marta, I commented on the fact that a lot of the pieces that you do are from memory. And
yes.
They're not, you don't have those the music right in front of you.
I generally try to play from memory because it is, I have a lot of this repertoire from youth. You know, I've been playing these pieces for many years. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to kind of reconnect with the piece and you have to check the music and make sure you're not changing something. It's very easy to change mm-hmm. things over the years. But it really connects you with the music so much more. And that's how I teach. I also teach my students to memorize music. Or not so much memorize as just know the music.
Yeah.
So they're not mm-hmm. like looking at the music and they're memorizing it, although you can do it that way as well. But I tend to teach from the heart. So like from, I demonstrate, I explain the music and then they imitate me in a sense, but also understand the music. So that's kind of how I approach this. Again, it's very important.
It's outstanding. Very good. Marta Slabowska, our very special guest on the Blues and Arts Hour. My name is Jim Thorne, and we're going to take a break and come back and enjoy some more conversation and music. The Blues and Arts Hour is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also thanks to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome back. It's 19 minutes after 9. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Marta Slabowska. She has been with us before, but it's been a while, and I always love having her in the studio. I got to ask you this, Marta. You know, a lot of people haven't heard your story. When did you start playing violin, and how did all that get started?
Oh, okay. I'll be happy to share a little bit. Well, I'm originally from Poland, was born in Warsaw. My parents are both pianists, mm-hmm. concert pianists and teachers. And so they also had a lot of friends who were musicians, and I happened to hear a violinist, a friend of theirs. And, of course, I was playing piano when I was 3 and 4, like, you know, playing around yeah. with my parents being there and practicing all the time at home. So piano was a given to at least do something with it. And then I saw that lady play violin, and I was very excited to find out what it was all about.
Yeah, exactly.
And she ended up being my teacher when I was about 5 and a half. Mm-hmm. I got a violin for Christmas, I think. That's what I heard.
Your hands are so small, though. How did
yes,
it
well, they
out,
make right? little violins.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
They have as little, I believe, as 1/8 size.
Okay.
So, yeah. So then I studied in Poland until I was 17 years old. I finished my high school there mm-hmm. and received scholarships to the United States to study at Peabody Conservatory of Music.
Wow.
And I came here then.
And how long have you been in Mississippi?
Since 2004, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So how many years is that?
That would be about 19 years.
Oh, my gosh. 18-something, 18 yeah. and a half. Yes.
Yeah. Well, adjusting from Poland to the United States and into Mississippi, how was that culturally for you? Was that an adjustment?
It was great. I lived in several places. So I lived in Baltimore, like I said, in Baltimore, where Peabody was. Then I lived in Tacoma, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a completely different climate. And then I had also had a friend, my boyfriend and then husband, would take me traveling around the West.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really loved that part of the country. And then we ended up in Minnesota for a few years, and then here. So every part is beautiful, and it has its own cultural differences, and I love it. I love living in Mississippi. It's been a little warm, but, you know, you do what you can.
Yeah, the summers.
Try to do some yard work and walking and everything.
That's
but,
right.
No, I love it here.
Great.
Yeah,
well, we're glad you're here. I have a piece queued up here. This is a duet. You did an album or CD mm-hmm. with a fine pianist. Talk about that one.
Yes. Svetlana Bielski is from Ukraine, actually. She says she was born in Soviet Union because then it was called Soviet Union. But it's the actual Ukraine. And she and I reconnected after Peabody. We both went to Peabody Conservatory of Music. We connected years after, and then we've been making doing performances and CDs. So this particular piece you're going to hear is by Ignacy Jan Paderewski, who was a Polish superstar, really, mm-hmm. Pianist, as well as a prime minister of Poland. He actually was the one who put Poland back on the map after 150 years of partitions. Mm. So he's a big, big, important person in our history, but also writes beautiful romantic music. So here's the sonata for violin and piano.
All right.
By Paderewski.
Here we go. That is remarkable. Marta Slabowska, and who is the pianist that was accompanied?
Svetlana Bielski.
And that CD is available on your website, right?
Yes, correct.
Well, I recommend it. I've
Marta
got
Slabowska,
it.
www.martaslabowska.com.
There you go. I was looking at your musical repertoire on your website, Marta, and you've got an extensive list of a lot of different pieces, a lot of different composers. Brahms, Bach, Mozart, Mendelssohn, Vivaldi. Do you have a favorite?
And that's funny because I recently made a little video, a little short on YouTube, asking people what their favorite composer was, and I was talking about Mozart. I have many composers that I just absolutely adore, but I picked Mozart because he's just so pure. There's everything in there other than in addition to purity, there's this sublime beauty that it just transcends anything. Mm-hmm. And I was playing an excerpt from the violin concerto, from the slow movement, and it's just gives you goosebumps. Mm. You know, so Mozart, I always gravitate to Mozart quartets, and you know, even Eine kleine Nacht music, the famous Eine kleine Nacht music, I still love it. I know people say it's overplayed, but it's just such a joy to play. I love those techniques that have to do with the lightness of the instrument. I think I'm generally a lyrical player. So other than romantic music, I love the cheerful, light mm-hmm. Mozart. Mm-hmm. Beethoven also I love, but Mozart is just so beautiful. And
have you ever tried your composing? Have you composed?
I have just played around with cadenzas. Like, you know what a cadenza is? It's a segment in a bigger piece, like a concerto with orchestra, where you you kind of improvise, or the composer, or sometimes a friend of a composer, another musician, writes a cadenza, which is like a showpiece in the middle of the piece. So I've played around with those. I haven't published anything or anything like that, but that's maybe another project in the future.
I guess when we talk about classical music, and you do a lot with young people, you do teaching and all. And I know the symphony was involved with the public schools and the schools.
Yes.
Just real quick, we've got about 2 minutes before our break. Classical music in particular, involved in the education of a student. That's hugely important. Talk about that for a moment.
Yes, yes. Well, it doesn't only teach them all the skills that have to do with discipline and ear training and recognizing beauty and appreciating teamwork, you know, like they talk in sports and everything. But in music, you have the additional part of the beauty, where the beauty is really the highest you can get, right? Love, beauty. And so music takes you into that realm, and it makes you a better person. It just really makes you a better person. Not only smarter because you're learning all these skills, but also a better person. So we need that.
Yeah.
We need better people, or, you know, people can always get better, but especially children and young people that can grow up being good and appreciate beauty, appreciate hard work and all that. So
you're involved in a lot, and we're going to talk about this during our next segment or so, but you've got a really fantastic YouTube channel. You've got some groups that you perform with.
Yes.
So we'll talk about all that when we come back, all right?
Thank you.
Marta Sobotska, our very special guest on the Blues and Arts Hour. My name is Jim Thorne, and the show, we want to thank the sponsor of the program, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to locally owned, one-of-a-kind Fusion Coffee House, Township, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 9:30. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. I'm Jim Thorne. Marta Sobotska is our very special guest in studio. And Marta, we just heard that piece that you and the pianist, I can't pronounce her name, I'm sorry.
Svetlana.
Yeah, okay. That y'all put together. Any final comments on that?
Yes, we're going to be performing after finally COVID is over, pretty much, and we can get together more. Svetlana and I, she lives in Chicago, so I'm going to be going to Chicago in August and rehearsing for our next program, which we'll be performing in Chicago, Milwaukee area in November, and then she's going to come here in the spring, hopefully perform in Jackson and also in Fairhope, Alabama. So we're going to do a program of Polish-Ukrainian music. Karol Szymanowski, who was like a second Chopin, if some of you know who Frederick Chopin was, the piano, very famous piano pianist and a composer in 19th century. Szymanowski was the 20th century kind of equivalent of that. And then we're going to do some Ukrainian pieces as well as some Beethoven.
That's
so
great.
I'm very excited.
And
about
so
that.
We'll get updates on your website.
Yes, that will be on my website. I will probably have some YouTube announcements as well on YouTube and things like that.
Spell your name, or how the website is spelled, if you would.
Oh, my website, yes. www.marta, M-A-R-T-A. My last name is S-Z-L-U-B-O-W-S-K-A. So martaszlubowska.com.
Very good. Now, I know you're involved in some other groups. You've put some groups together and sound incredible. Done some concerts locally. And
well, I've always had a string quartet. When I was in symphony, we had a Mississippi Symphony string quartet. And since I left the symphony in the last couple of years, I've been working with some musicians from the group, but we call ourselves Mississippi String Quartet. Mm-hmm. So not to confuse with Mississippi Symphony String Quartet. And so we have this series called the House Concerts Series, which, as the name suggests, we perform it at homes. And they have been really successful, intimate concerts. And we have one coming up on August 18th. It's kind of by invitation because there's a ticket you have to purchase. So you would need to contact me via website to find out about the details about the house concerts. But those have been wonderful because people get to ask questions and we get to eat food and drink wine as well and perform. So it's a lot of fun. And then Yes, so that's coming up.
The best of all worlds.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Well, let's play a little piece. I think this is from your YouTube channel, perhaps.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Absolutely beautiful. And Marta Sloboska, tell us again about that piece.
Yes, that was Mozart String Quartet number 21, one of the later string quartets. As you can tell, it has some really beautiful, sublime moments. And I want to thank my colleagues there, Milena Rusanova, Ashraya Sinevichute, and Nancy Bateman, who are in the string quartet here. We performed this last year.
That's great. And they can find that on your...
Yes, on my YouTube channel, Musical Moments with Marta. That's the channel you want to go to.
I've got another piece here. This is from your ensemble. Mm-hmm. What are we going to hear about this? What is this now?
I think it's in the middle, right? We have it kind of in the middle of that video.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear something completely different. Mississippi. Everything is Mississippi. No, Marta Sloboska Ensemble is my other group that I've had for now 10 years. Mm-hmm. And this is a septet that has a violin solo, which I play like a soloist. And then we have violin 1-2, viola, cello, bass, and often accordion. Accordion is part of that ensemble. So this is going to be like a medley of, we play music from around the world that's not always classical. We have arrangements like tangos and ragtimes and things like that, which I know people really enjoy. So this is going to be a little bit of a medley it's going to be the ragtime, and then we have a tango and a little bit of chardash, which is a gypsy dance.
All right, let's enjoy it, yeah. All right. That was a lot of fun, Marta.
Very, yes,
very good.
Thank you.
Now, you mentioned a few concerts coming up. You've got another one coming up in September. Very special. Talk about that.
Yes, yes. Me and my mom is a pianist also. We have a Shlubovska duo. She plays piano. And we have a concert coming up September 5th in the afternoon, 5:45. It's at the Museum of Art, Mississippi Museum of Art in Jackson. It's part of the Music in the City series that's run by the St. Andrew's Cathedral. And so we're going to do a really nice little program of just mixed fun pieces, beautiful Mozart and Dvořák, some Paganini. So we're looking forward to
that. That's got
to
be fun, doing performances with your mom. It's,
yes,
it's outstanding.
From the garden to the piano.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break and come back for our final segment. Marta Slabowska, our very special guest in the studio today on the Blues and Arts Hour. My name is Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour, made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to Fusion Coffee House in the township on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. And don't forget Jazz... live jazz once a month. Check out their website to find out the schedule for that. Our time now is 13 minutes until 10 o'clock. All right, welcome back. Jim Thorne here on 103.9 WYAB, the Blues and Arts Hour. Marta Slabowska in the studio this morning. Marta, you've got a fantastic YouTube channel. I was watching some of the videos the other day, and I was just mesmerized. Talk a little bit about what people can find there.
It's kind of my new adventure. Actually, kind of started around the 2020 when I started recording videos on Facebook every day. I was doing a video, but this morphed into doing videos on YouTube, because as we know, Facebook and YouTube are kind of two different things. So I have 110 videos as of today.
110?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's just the beginning. I have a lot of ideas and a lot of videos that have not been posted from my past performances and things like that. And I just want to inspire, you know, especially young people to play music. And hopefully I will teach them something on some of those videos. We have gotten grants for the YouTube channel from Mississippi Arts Commission. I wanted to thank Mississippi Arts Commission, which is a state arts agency that gives grants. Very grateful for their grants. We're actually waiting to hear about another grant, I hope, for another project on YouTube, which will be actual masterclasses that I'll be talking extensively about pieces that violinists learn. Very standard repertoire, Bach, Paganini, Mozart, Tchaikovsky, you know, different composers, concertos. So I've been having fun with that. And so I ask everyone to look for my channel. It's called Musical Moments with Marta. That's my channel. And then if you could like it and subscribe and share, that would be awesome. And I hope young people and also people who are maybe amateurs and or are just interested in music in any form, I do short videos. They're called shorts, one-minute shorts, twice a week. And they're kind of a combination of little lessons with tips and then also like beautiful melodies, my favorite songs, or some really showy moment that somebody can ask me questions. So please feel free to ask questions. I have nice conversations with people on YouTube. So it's really great fun.
Now, we were talking about, you know, you were doing a concert with your mom in September. Your daughter's musically inclined too, right?
Yes, yes. She just received her master's of performance in viola, which is the larger violin, from Rice University, Shepherd School of Music in Houston. So she's here in town, and we're going to be performing together a little bit more this year. We'll be playing on August 18th, the quartet concert I mentioned, Mississippi String Quartet. If you're interested in that, please contact me via my website, martaslubowska.com, and so you can get a ticket. And on August 20th, we're also going to do it in Canton. So my daughter will be playing viola in that quartet, so I'm really excited for her to join me. The August 20th, we have another concert series in Canton, so we're developing a really nice audience there. So please join us on August 20th at 3 p.m. if you would like to do a weekend, you know, more of an afternoon concert. It's at First Presbyterian Church in Canton.
So much fun. Marta, I know, you know, your skills are incredible, And I don't think anybody can imagine the hours and hours and hours that you practice and put into your instrument, and the love that you have for it. What keeps it fresh for you? I mean, you've been doing this for a while. What keeps it fresh?
I never get bored. I'm always feeling like I'm not practicing enough or I'm not doing enough. I'm kind of a driven person, as you can probably tell. So I love having new repertoire. Like this year, for example, I had the Mrs. Marta Szlubowska Ensemble. We had several concerts, so that's wonderful fun for me because I have some good solo parts. I like solo parts. And then I have a string quartet, so that keeps it fresh in a different way. So I kind of alternate, and then I have recitals. I also love performing solo with orchestra, which I hope will get pick up on speed a little bit. And I like teaching as well. And then I have several pianists that I play with, like, depending where they are. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a pianist in Chicago, and then my mom is here. And then my daughter actually plays piano very well, so she and I do some things. She's going to be a pianist for the church, so we're going to be playing a lot of little things together. And I also have a pianist down in Fairhope, who I just played recitals with last year, Benjamin Rawlings. And so... And then we have another pianist here, Stephen Sachs, who we're going to do a quintet with. So I just have so much variety. I'm never bored, and that definitely keeps it fresh.
Well, I would encourage our listeners to keep up with what Marta is doing. She's got a lot going on. Again, the website, Marta.
www.martaszlubowska.com. So MartaSzlubowska. And you can also find me on Facebook. You can find me on YouTube at Musical Moments with Marta. You can ask questions, send me a message. You know, there's so many ways now we can find each other. Sure. So feel free to ask questions and, you know, if you want lessons or anything like that. So it's
great.
Awesome.
Awesome. It's been so good having you back in the studio, Marta.
Thank you so much.
Any final comments before we let you go today?
Well, we're going to hear a little bit of Summer, a little bit more of the Summer by Vivaldi. I thought I would start and end with it because it's a very appropriate piece right now. It has a lot of these wonderful effects. Vivaldi, like I said earlier, made the music based on a poem that he wrote. And here's just very briefly this portion we're going to listen. It's a storm. I'm sorry if you had some problems with the storms recently, but this is just music. It's the storm. This portion says, "Unfortunately, his fears are justified. This is the shepherd that was weeping earlier, that was afraid of the storm. The sky thunders and fulminates. And hail flattens ears of corn and majestic grains." So I hope nothing happens like that to anybody, but this is the Vivaldi's equivalent of storm. Enjoy.
Thank you, Marta. Marta Szlubowska.
Thank you.
The Blues and Arts Hour made possible by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to Fusion Coffee House, locally owned, one-of-a-kind Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeville. I'm Jim Thorne. Until next week, thanks for listening. God bless.